I'd like to finish the talk with a short story from Annie Rudder, which I hope will convey the essential spirit of MBC and its connection with the Dharma. So, Annie Rudder, you.
It looks different from here. So it all started 2.5 years back when I first came to the UK. And that was the time I was learning and unlearning so many things. I still remember what I unlearned and what I learned. For instance, I was staying at Sukhavati in LBC, and the next morning, that was my first day in the London, and one order member, so he showed me how to cross the roads. He showed me, this is the button you press and you wait. When the green man appears there, you cross the road. So that's what I learned, and I learned my old ways of crossing roads in India. I unlearned how to use my fingers to eat, and I learned how to use forks and knives. I still remember people whispering one day, saying, looking at me, and they were talking to each other, saying, look how aware he is when he eats with fork and knife. I felt shouting and saying, this is not awareness, this is the struggle between the fork and the knife. Yeah. And that was the time I had to unlearn my old ways of catching trains in India when it was about to leave the platform, run and catch the train. And that was the time I learned from Manidhamma and Suvajra how to stand in a disciplined way in the underground, not looking at anyone, not smiling, waiting for the doors to open, and sit in the tube without looking at anyone. So this is what I learned. So, and that was the time I was unlearning my communication skill. That was the time I was trying to unlearn how to speak without judging, without interpreting, and I was trying to learn how to connect with my heart. And so the story took place on 7th of April, 2 years back. One of my friends from Pune, from India, she called me and she said, Aniruddha, I'm coming to the UK on 7th of April, and would you come and see me at Wembley Plaza? Would you come and see me at the Wembley Plaza Hotel at 8 o'clock and we can have supper together? I was really happy to see one of my Indian friends coming there. So from Sukhavati, I took underground train. I had no idea. I was just like Tej Dhamma then, struggling. So I got down at Wembley Park tube station. It was 8 o'clock. It was windy, cold, raining, and dark. And I asked the guy who stands near the ticket barriers, where is Wembley Plaza Hotel? And he said, just walk straight for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, you'll see the Wembley Plaza Hotel. And I was really happy. That was perfect. After 10 minutes, I was in front of Wembley Plaza. So I asked the receptionist, where is Sanju? Her name is Sanjeevani. And she looked at the computers and she said, she is in room number 109. But you don't go there. You call her from the phone and she will come downstairs. I said, fine. I called up room 109 and there was no reply. The ring was going on, but there was no reply. So she said, she might be in the bathroom or toilet. Ring after 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, I rang. There was no response. Another after 15 minutes. This went on till 11 o'clock. And there was no response. At 11, this receptionist says, Aniruddha, she didn't use my name, but she said, you're wasting your time. You know these visitors, they come on holiday. They don't come here to stay in the rooms. So she might be having some nice time on the Thames or somewhere, and you're just wasting your time. And I said, that's true. So I had few chocolates and flowers and cards for her, and I gave all that to the receptionist. I said, if she comes back, just tell her Aniruddha was here to welcome her. But anyway, so she said, okay, I'll do that. So I started walking back to the Wembley Park tube station, and I could see the Wembley Park tube station just in front of me. Just 1 or 2 minutes walk and I was there. And I was walking on the, what you call, a footpath or pavement? Yeah. And on the right side, left side was the steel railings, and on the right side were these tall walls and buildings. And before I knew what was happening, this tall guy appears from nowhere. He holds me by my jacket or whatever, pushes me on the wall, and he says in a very scary voice, "Give me all your money." And that was it. I remembered my family back in India, and I had no idea what to do. I'm still shaking. Yeah. And I had no idea what to do. My legs were feeling jelly-like. I couldn't stand. I had a dry mouth. I couldn't speak. The only reason why I was standing because he was pushing me on the back on the wall. And I remembered last week one of my Indian friends was mugged in the same way, and he tried to escape. The minute he turned back, he was hit by a sharp object on his head, and he was bleeding, and he was running for his life. Later he was taken to the hospital in ambulance. I remembered that. And let me tell you, when I was in India, I practiced martial art for 3 years. It didn't work. It didn't work there. What came to my help was my baby giraffe. I was learning NVC. I came to the UK to learn NVC. And before this incident, I always thought, I had my doubts about Marshall's teaching. And always thought, does this crap really work? I've said this to Marshall also. Does this really work? And that was the time I was standing helpless, scared. And so this baby giraffe comes from somewhere, and he says, "Just give me all your money." And I said to this guy, I looked at him and I said, "So you need all my money?" And he says, "Aren't you feeling scared?" So he was guessing my feelings. So I said, "Yes, I'm feeling scared and I can't stand properly. I'm feeling shaky and I can't stand." He said, "Just don't you talk to me. Give me all the money." And I had really big amount with me, my NVC fees and my digital camera. And he said, I again said, "You need all my money." And he said, "Do what I say. Just give me all your money. Aren't you feeling scared?" So he was asking me all the time. So what I did, I said, "Yes, I'm feeling scared and I really need to help you." And he said, just give me all your money and I need to eat chicken." So there was he telling his need, that he wants something to eat for his nourishment. That was the time I was really touched by what he said. I thought, he's not mugging me. He's got a very basic need for nourishment. He needs chicken to eat. And I said, "Okay, so you need money to meet your need for nourishment." He said, "Just don't talk. Give me the money." So I took out... put my hand in my jeans. I had few coins. I still remember, £9. I gave all that to him. And I said, "I hope this meets your need for nourishment and well-being." He looked at me and he said, "Aren't you feeling scared?" I said, "Yes, I'm feeling scared. And now I'm feeling concerned." And he said, "What concerns you have?" Okay. I could see that man transforming in front of me. I was no more scared. And I said, "My concern is all the money which I had, I have given to. I knew I was lying. I have given it to you. And I want to go back to Bethnal Green in the tube. I've just arrived in the UK and I have no idea how to go back now. And I want to buy a ticket for my back journey." And he looked at me. I could see in his eyes that he's a transformed man. And he says, "You are such a kind and generous man. I don't need your money." And he gave me all my money back. Yeah. I was holding my money and I really wanted to help this guy. And I said, "No, please, I really wanted to meet your name. Please have some." And he looked at me and he said, "What I need is just £2. And I said, "Have." He said, "No, you give it to me now." So I gave him £2 and he says, "God bless you." And he just disappeared. Okay. So that's my story, and this is the story which has given me a lot of faith and confidence in NVC, or what I call Marshall's shit. It really works. It really works. Okay. But that was the time I had lost my freedom. I had lost my freedom. I was so scared when I came back at 12:30 or something. Manidhamma was still waiting for me. And I told him what happened. And he was scared. And he was so supportive. And all the people in the Sukhavati, for next 3 or 4 days, they were so supportive. That for 3 days, I didn't go out of my room. Everything was brought in the room, breakfast and everything. And after that, these were the people who said, just don't be scared. And they taught me how to, again, they taught me how to walk on the streets of London. Thank you. Thanks.